everyone, and welcome back to another Schlocken or Quickie Review. As always, I'm Lindsay Wilkins. And this time around, of course, we are doing The Bear That Does All the Cocaine, Cocaine Bear, directed by Elizabeth Banks, out in theaters everywhere now, and everyone is losing their mind, including me, even though I was tired when I first saw it, but it's like cocaine. It's a movie that wakes you up. But this time around, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Well, not different, because I've been doing this for a little while, but I'm going to kind of see how a movie that is specifically does what it says on the tin fits into a genre that also is a genre that says does what it says on the tin, and that is, of course, the animal attack movie. So let's get into it.
A motion picture is coming that does not cater to fantasy. You will see nature's most savage man-eating animal. By its size alone, it can overpower and devour any human. Grizzly. Over 18 feet tall, over 2,000 pounds. The largest carnivorous brown beast in the world.
As the campers come in here, they leave food around, the bears get the smell of it, and that's it. Well, this is different. This bum's eating his victims.
I have hit the mother load.
I think this one's going to the highest bidder.
So nice to see American faces.
Marine Commando.
Under arrest for crimes against humanity.
Seizures can happen without warning. My radio will be on 24 hours.
Dr. Taylor.
The man that we're looking for is a mercenary assassin. A professional killer.
Loeffler let most of the animals out.
There's only so many places he can hide.
Who says he's gonna hide?
I'm going hunting.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on me.
The bear, it fucking did cocaine. Bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was far.
Hey, that's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can. All right. So Cocaine Bear. The bear that does all the cocaine and likes cocaine. This bear is fucked. It's Pablo Escobar. Yeah, there's not much to really spoil, even though there are a few character developments. But this cast is huge. Maybe a little too huge. I mean, you've got Keri Russell, Alden Ehrenreich, which actually I was really happy to see, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Ray Liotta in, I think it's his last final role, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., Brooklyn Prince, Kristen Convery playing Henry, who has some of the best lines, Matthew Rhys shows up for a second, legendary actor Margot Martindale, and even the angry retail guy Scott Sess shows up in this. There are no extras in this movie, just actors who all get a thing to do before they are killed or maimed or whatever happens to them. So I guess my first point is that there is a lot going on, maybe too much going on for a movie about a bear that does cocaine and then goes and mauls people or everyone she meets. In saying that, it's a movie about a bear that does cocaine and then murders everyone she meets. It's a fun movie. Admittedly, it's meant to be very much a comedy. Not all the jokes work for me. In fact, it took me a little while to get into it. In fact, it was when the bear started showing up and started mauling people, when it really started mauling people, is when I actually got, when I really started getting into this movie. Though I can see what Elizabeth Banks wants to do. She just doesn't, I don't think she quite wants to make just the bear who was on cocaine and eats people, even though there is a lot of that. I mean, this bear did the fucking cocaine. She wants to have a heart to it, which I think she mostly does, but it is mainly with Ehrenreich and O'Shea. I think those are the two actors that have the best connection, the best chemistry, and you generally want to follow them. Actually, I do want to give a big shout out, because he obviously watches this, to Isaiah Whitlock Jr., who as a cop misses a little shih tzu dog while trying to deal with this bear who does all the cocaine. I think he gave a really good performance. I kind of went into this thinking that, especially by the trailer, which was really hamming it up, that this movie was going to be just a movie that no one was taking anything seriously. And no, these actors know the movie they're in, but understand the assignment that they are in a movie. They want to be in a movie. They are not just making up the fun of the fact that they are in a movie, which I think, and this is the person who loves meta movies, I think movies are getting a little bit too meta when everyone is way too much in the joke and now is making fun of it. This is going back to the sense of, yeah, we know what movie we're in, but we're playing accordingly with the tone. Which is something I really liked, even though I didn't really particularly care about any other characters except for O'Shea and Ehrenreich. Like, I feel like I'm Eldon in friggin' Hail Caesar when he's trying to get O-toothed word. I just cannot say it. I apologize. I cannot say his name. For a good actor. And I'm kind of glad he didn't get completely scared off by friggin' Solo, because he's actually very charming on screen. I like his presence. Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of the humor does really work, especially when Christian Convery playing Henry is trying to convince Brooklyn Prince, who took me a while to recognize her. I'm like, wait, is that the kid from Florida Project? Yes, it is. He takes cocaine, is actually one of the funniest things, and them actually eating the stuff is actually a really funny scene, because it's got this really naivete to it of like, that's not how you do it. The bear's going to show you in 2 seconds when he snorts cocaine off a dismembered leg. That is a thing that happens in this movie, which it should do. It's called Cocaine Bear, for God's sake. No, I generally had a lot of fun with it. And there's nothing really much more to go into as you go see it and you enjoy it. There was actually really, as Scott says, TikTok, I don't know what it is anyway, how he became bigger as a comedian. As you're saying, there is no, how does this fit into any universe? There is no explaining the ending. There is just Cocaine Bear. Sit down, shut up, and enjoy it. And this is this movie. And this is kind of what the animal attack movie is. I mean, it is a very popular genre. It always has been. Jaws, for example, the biggest movie ever in 1975. And I mean, who knows how much cocaine Bruce was doing before he killed little Alex Kinder. And I just found out when I was actually looking up the character name and for that poor kid, realized his actual name is Jeffrey Voorhees, which is just too perfect. I'm sorry. Voorhees isn't that name that comes like Myers, where you just kind of find it in just real life. Whenever I see a Voorhees, I'm like, oh shit, you're a Voorhees. And do you know a Jason? Look, poor people who have the surname of Voorhees get that a lot, and that's not an old joke. I realize that. This is what happens when I don't write proper notes for these things. I go way off the rails. Cocaine Bear is an easy thing to make fun of, but it is kind of fits within the animal genre as it is. There are generally a couple of types of either they are just large and angry, like Jaws, or a movie I just watched for this, Grizzly, which I have to say maybe one of my favorite exploitation movies ever made by one of my favorite exploitation directors ever made, William Girdler. It is just simple to the point. It is a straight Jaws ripoff. I mean, you even have the three characters going hunting for it, as in Christopher George, the human cigarette, and is usually the best thing he's in. And this includes, yes, Pieces and City of the Living Dead. Those are kind of awesome movies. I don't know. He's a great exploitation actor. I think he's also in Day of the Animals, which, yes, I think is a better movie than Grizzly that William Girdler made, because that movie gets very mean very, very quickly. And, yes, it does have Leslie Nielsen wrestling a bear with that. Very much that's kind of seriousness, and you're just looking at the movie going, what the, oh my God, what is happening? And so, yeah, and you also have Richard Jekyll and Andrew Prine, who are all trying to out-stoic man each other out. Not quite like in Jaws, but there's this kind of quiet, I can be more manly and stoic than you can be. I love it. Animal Jack movies I've seen of his. I would include The Manitou, which is not a animal attack movie, but he does have this environmental theme that kind of creeps into a lot of his movies. By the way, I still want to see Abby, so if someone could please put Abby on Blu-ray so I can see this goddamn movie. There is this kind of, back to what I say, this is what happens when I don't write a script. There is a underlining environmental theme that travels away through them. Like with Day of the Animal, it is the ozone is becoming a lot thinner and the UV lights affecting all the animals, so they want to go and kill humans. Grizzly is in this very lost, it's kind of like a Bigfoot movie. This land has never been touched. I mean, you get the opening saying this is kind of what it was before the colonists arrived. It is, and how the Native Americans lived in it. It's still this pristine. And then you have a bear kind of slumbering in a cave, and as soon as a lady takes off their shoe, he wakes up. This bear has a foot fetish. It's more to be, I know, it's more so that the woman gets new, but she always starts with her shoes, and that's when the bear suddenly goes, well, hello. Except when he kills, okay, it's a spoiler, it's a 70, it's from no movie from 1976. He kills a kid, but all movies always kill a kid. I mean, it's Jaws is the McDaddy, so they do what Jaws does. But it's a really just great, tight, relaxed movie. It is berserk in the ways it's meant to be berserk, and serious in the ways it's meant to be serious. I mean, that bear means business. If you want to see a dopey bear, you watch the unfinished sequel, Grizzly 2, which is the most amazing experience you'll ever see in your life, especially John Rhys-Davies as a bear hunter. But Grizzly is just super solid. I love it more every single time I watch it. Not going to lie, I generally love when Christopher George shows up in a movie. I think he is a really great leading man who looks like a human cigarette. And I treasure those movies like nothing else. Because, yes, I know a lot of actors in the 70s were your Gene Hackmans and your Elliot Goulds who were very hairy, but there's something even more weird about how Christopher George looks, and it makes the movies better. But Grizzly is a really great example of just a big exploitation movie, because most animal attack movies are exploitation. I think even Steven Spielberg would say, yeah, Jaws is a monster movie. It's about a giant shark that eats people. And this really fits in with that exploitation feel. And it does kind of the same thing that it does it better than, I think what it's doing is doing it a lot better than what Cocaine Bear is, because Cocaine Bear is going it out of its way to be funny. And I don't necessarily think the jokes completely landed for me. It was more the bear attack stuff. Even the more outlandish ones, I was like, yeah, I enjoy this. Yeah, he jumps into an ambulance. Awesome, because the bear is on cocaine. It is, yeah, but Grizzly is just a wonderful exploitation movie. It is a really good way to get into exploitation. It is just this is a movie that is absolutely designed to rip Jaws off and to show in a drive-in. Now, there are many, many good exploitation movies, but Grizzly is kind of one of the best. Well, I think it is. And in terms of what Cocaine Bear is doing, it is that. It is a bunch of different people in the wilderness being tracked by this bear who is a stalker. I mean, essentially, when you get an animal attack movie, they are kind of a slasher character. It's why Michael Myers keeps calling calls to shark, because they have one very big motivation. In this case, it is a foot fetish, but in Grizzly's case, it's a foot fetish. In Cocaine Bear, it's cocaine. It does a similar thing where they both have an urban legend quality to it, with the very large man-eating bear and the bear who was cocaine, which it was based on an actual, and Cocaine Bear was actually based on a true story. In 1985, based on drug trafficker Andrew Thornton, or Andrew Thornton III, who was a very famous employee of Pablo Escobar, who dumped kilos and kilos and kilos off a plane into the Chattahoochee National Park in Knoxville, somewhere in Memphis or somewhere in Tennessee, I don't know, somewhere around that area. And yes, months later, so there was this urban legend, Thornton's parachute didn't open and he was found in someone's driveway. That's a hell of a thing to wake up to in the morning. And months later, a bear did find some of this missing cocaine and did eat it and died, which would be the more natural conclusion. The fact these guys, what would happen if you ingested that much cocaine. Even though it's based on true story, the way they've kind of worked that urban myth into it is really, really cool. That there's still all this cocaine missing in this many, many large area of this national park. And I do like the fact that Elizabeth Banks does use some actual news footage from the time about the death of Andrew Thornton. It kind of does give it that kind of Bigfoot quality, which Absolutely, Grizzly has as well. And that's kind of one of the things I think strengths, and that is also a thing with the Animal Attack movie, is this impossible thing that's coming back up and now you have to deal with it. Or though you're always looking for Bigfoot and then it finds you, but the bear is always just going to find you because you're just in its way. Another movie I watched that I thought was a little less successful was Primal. Yes, the movie directed by Nick Powell, and it is a movie of Nick Cage in a boat with a goddamn jaguar. It's okay. Like, it's fine. The premise, it kind of, like Cocaine Bear, it is selling the movie more on its premise than actually what it is. Though I think with the Cocaine Bear, it delivers the premise. This is Nick Cage on a boat with a jaguar and an assassin who's been happened to be transported at the same time. Do not mind that premise. The assassin goes around killing people, lets all the animals that Nick Cage, who's a drunken, brilliant hunter, has found, because there's this weird thing that no one on the boat has absolutely no moral objection to Nick Cage being a black market animal hunter. Well, except for Famke Jensen. I mean, this cast is actually Jensen, Nicolas Cage, Kevin Durant, Michael Imperioli, Christopher from The Sopranos. Though I got the sneaking suspicion, like a lot of exploitation, there's a lot of padding. And because it is a DTV, they don't necessarily have the money for a lot of CGI, so everything looks a bit wonky, so you don't see the animals that much. Could have used more Animal Attack, but, you know, you have to kind of come down to the movie you're watching. But watching it, I kind of got the sneaking suspicion that Nick Powell didn't necessarily have a control on the location of the boat. There's just a lot of hallways, a lot of people walking in hallways, everyone calling each other dumb shit. Nicolas Cage yelling at a parrot, though he is literally yelling at everyone. He doesn't get his redeeming moment till right to the end. And it's just everyone calling each other a dumb shit. No one likes each other on this boat. In fact, they actively despise each other. They're not really helping. They cannot really work together to solve these multiple problems. Unlike Cocaine Bear, which kind of, I don't know, there's a switch for the character near the end. I'm like, wait, what? When did this kind of switch happen, but at the same, I mean, it's a bear that does cocaine. Anyway, back to Primal. It's just a lot of yelling in hallways or people just randomly walking into rooms for no reason. And that got a little bit stale. That got really stale really, really quickly. But in saying that, Nicolas Cage never gives anything less than 110%. Famke Jensen is wearing a horrible wig, and I felt very sorry for her, having to wear this wig that made no sense at all in terms of how the hair was hanging. It was all strange. I don't know. I think they were trying to make it better, and it wasn't. The wig is very distracting. And, you know, Kevin Durant's giving a really kind of great performance. Michael Imperioli is kind of there. I mean, yeah, everyone's giving it their best. I just kind of wish it could have been edited down even shorter. And this is only a 90-minute movie. But you could have edited it down more, because there's just a lot of people walking in and out of rooms. And that is an exploitation thing. There is padding. They need to get up to a certain length, and they will just have, you are going to watch the whole thing of them walking down the hallway instead of cutting it to make it a little bit more efficient. But what this is doing compared to Cocaine Bear is it's putting people with a whole bunch of other problems and then adding the animal into the mix, like having an assassin, but then there's also a man-eating, jaguar. Oh, you don't see that many jaguar movies. He's doing what a jaguar does. Like, he's going to attack people because he's scared. He's just doing what an animal kind of does. But this bear actually just likes cocaine, so it is not doing what a bear would do at all. And that kind of makes it like if you're really wanting an Animal Attack movie, it's not going to feed what you want from an Animal Attack movie. Cocaine Bear does that to a certain extent. Like, there's just so many characters. You're just like, okay, can Cocaine Bear come and kill some of these people? So like, oh, there's a mauling. That's fantastic. To be honest, credit, Cocaine Bear can get kind of mean with it, which is something I enjoy. I guess the last point I want to make and put it into another sort of context, the fact that the bear is on substances. Now, this is actually a grand tradition in the Animal Attack movie. You have Alligator, in which the alligator is living in the sewers. Again, going back to the urban legend feel of people buying baby alligators, flushing them down the toilet, and now that these giant things are now living in the sewers, feeding on chemically enhanced dogs that are being thrown away because this company, this lab is doing something really shady and has created this monster alligator that is now starting to hunt people in Chicago, is it? Or was it filmed in Missouri but set in Chicago? I don't know. I think it's Chicago. Alligator rules. Robert Forster is amazing in that movie, and you should all watch it. I mean, it's, again, there's some really amazing Jaws ripoffs, and Alligator is one of them. I mean, Lewis Teague directs the hell out of it, and there's some really cool moments of when the alligator just, like, sneaking up on people. You've also got the sharks in Deep Blue Sea, who are being tested on for Alzheimer's medication, is it? Or am I mixing that up with Rise of the Planet of the Apes? Anyway, you know, I'm pretty sure it's that. Overly smart sharks who are now kind of working together to kill everyone in the lab. You've also got the bear from Prophecy, a John Frankenheimer joint, which starring Talia Shire, Robert Foxworth, and Ahmad Asante. So happy when he showed up. The bear who's being mutated by chemicals in the rivers when he's eating the salmon. The 70s animal attack movies were very much focused on the environment and what we were doing to the environment and how this was affecting things around us. Disaster movie era. Animal Attack now is very much more of a Cocaine Bear is very much a gimmick movie. I don't mind that, actually, because I think the gimmick actually works better than the substance of the movie. Yeah, I'm going to see a bear do cocaine. One thing I do want to point out before I finish this is that Weta did the effects for Cocaine Bear, and the bear looks really good. It's definitely a mixture of CG and a little bit of practical, mostly CG. But no, Cocaine Bear looks good for a cocaine-fueled bear. Weta has done effects for many, many kind of cool little genre movies like this, even though Cocaine Bear is not a little movie. Actually, quite a sizable mid-budget movie. But they also did the effects for another animal attack movie called Black Sheep, I think back in 2006 or 7, I want to say, which is a little New Zealand movie about a mutated sheep who attacks people. Actually, it's more of a were-sheep movie, to be honest. That movie is wild, and it's so Kiwi at times that I get a lot of cultural cringe. But Weta do have the experience to do these really cool out there animal attack movies, and I would say Cocaine Bear fits into that as well. And yes, Asylum is now just put up, which I don't know if it's real or not, probably. I don't watch a lot of Asylum, but they're doing Attack of the Meth Gator. So yeah, they know a trend, they're going to jump on it, and they're going to make a movie for $5. Good for them. But yeah, the chemically enhanced acting weird animal is part of the culture of what a lot of animal attack movie is, because it's an easy way to explain why an animal is acting weird when the animal in real life would not act that way. And that's fine. I mean, I enjoyed watching the bear enjoy the cocaine. That was actually some of the funniest bits. That was a joke that never got old. Yeah, Cocaine Bear. It's a good movie. Does what it says on the tin. I generally like the performances. I was happy to see everyone who showed up. I thought it got mean when it needed to, and it pulled back when it needed to. Elizabeth Banks is a solid director. I kind of want her to get more opportunities so she can be better, because I think it's there. And yeah, go. I mean, actually, most people have already seen Cocaine Bear. You were probably going to see Cocaine Bear. Yeah, it's a hoot of a movie, and that's sometimes what you need. Sometimes you just want the cheeseburger, just the pickles, mustard, and sauce. I mean, nothing fancy, just goddamn that menu burger. Like, that is what you want. And that is kind of what Cocaine Bear is. Yeah, I think I did what I was set out to do. We will be back with another quickie review at another time. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.